is that hard time integrating it. And so what I'd like to talk about is integrating some of that, so maybe it won't be as difficult. For some people, the solution is paper and some type of handheld, whether it be a Palm device or a PC, handheld PC. For others, it's the paper and a desktop, or it could be all three of those. Now, some people have tried to go without paper and have tried to go with desktop and a handheld. And actually, as we go through this, I'm recommending that whatever solution you have, until some type of handheld makes it easier to take notes, that for most people, there are exceptions, but for most people, you need a paper solution or some paper as part of your solution. And the reason for that is not only the ability to take notes, but then the ability to find it again. Certainly with a handheld, there's a search function that once it's in there, you can go to the search and maybe, if you're lucky, find it. I've done some searches and never found things. But I know they're there because I've found them later. But the real point is, for technology to work, it's best for you, as technology is today, that paper as part of your solution will help you be the most effective. We also said that you needed the mobile component. And that's really what we're talking about here, that in your mobile component, paper needs to be part of the solution. And then we said personalized.
Steve, how many months do you recommend we carry in the planner?
Yeah, good question. How many months to carry in the planner of pages? We recommend for the Monarch size and the Classic size that you carry 3 months of paper. And that 3 months consists of last month, current month, and next month. In the Compact and Pocket, although even this is a little tough for the Pocket, but at a minimum, 2 months. Last month, current month. The reason you want last month in there is because of the linking with the go-to command. We have found that 85% of the things you will link using parentheses will be in the last 30 days. So if you have last month in there, most of the things you need to find are in the binder you're carrying. Where you have a Classic or a Monarch and you carry the future month, that's for planning. It's not necessary. But the month of history, I think, is really what's most important. One of the things that we have talked about all day long is things like email and voicemail and interruptions, and we've alluded to procrastination a few times. Those seem to be the four biggest things that no matter how organized you become, no matter how good you are at using a system and doing your planning, there are still those four possible things that could impact your day. What we're going to do is, first of all, capture some of your thinking on those four things. So once again, I'm going to divide you into four groups and ask each group to go to a flip chart. And all I'd like you to do at the chart is very quickly brainstorm a list of any ideas you have on how to best handle one of those four. So if you're the email list, give us some good ideas about managing email. If you're the voicemail list, same thing. If you're the interruptions list, give us some ideas for managing the interruptions that occur during the day outside of email and voicemail. And you know, so this would be people, usually. And if you're the procrastination group, we don't want to know how to procrastinate. We want some good ideas for overcoming procrastination. I know the procrastination group would probably like to wait until last. But I think we ought to let them do that first, don't you? Like the unpleasant test first. So, procrastination group, somebody come up and walk us through your list, please.
Okay, ideas around getting around procrastination. Do the most unpleasant thing first. Get it over with. Was one of them. Plan and follow through. Be courageous. So in your daily planning, you plan it in, but then you actually follow through and do it. Reward yourself. We had the idea of those things that you hate, put a reward out there. Take yourself to a movie or something. Delegate. Delegate kind of goes along with why aren't you doing it? We talked about, you know, kind of stepping back and saying, there's a reason why I'm procrastinating this. What is it? Is it that I don't know how to get started? What's the reason? And maybe it doesn't belong with you, and you could delegate it. Or maybe you can brainstorm with other people how to get started. Break it down, create a timeline, kind of set goals. If maybe it's a big project, and once you know how to get started, you can break it down into steps. And if that doesn't work, just delete it. Just take it right off that list.
All right. Very good. Now, when you think about procrastination, there are some great things this group pointed out. You know, doing the most unpleasant task first may violate the law of prioritizing. But sometimes, again, when we talked about personalizing your planner, we also really focus on personalizing what works best for you. And if there are things you're procrastinating, and it works better if you just do it and get it out of the way, then do it. But be careful that you're not doing real low priority stuff. The other one that was just excellent is asking, why am I doing it? People will procrastinate for different reasons, but we are fairly consistent. For me, it's big things. And so if I know that I will procrastinate anything that looks too big, this solution of breaking it down, planning it out, is a great solution for me. And now what tool do you have to help you do that? You know, if you're going to break it down, make some decisions, put it out into the future so those pieces automatically come up. But if I'm a type of person who procrastinates things I don't like, I don't care if they're big or small, breaking it down won't necessarily help me. And that's when I have to go to something like a reward or doing the most unpleasant first. Delegating is a legitimate option, as long as you understand the difference between delegating and dumping. Need I say more? You have in this wonderful little fold-out called Keeping Your Focus, there is a section in here on procrastination. You will find that this group did an excellent job of covering most of this. There's just a little bit of additional information you may want to take a look at, some of which I just mentioned. All right, let's have the interruptions group.